Oh, it's so fun to have a podcast. You can say whatever you want.
You
shit.
Scared say the shit out of me when you first went, oh, so that's cool.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last.
Oh,
that's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Oh, welcome to the...
No.
What?
No, don't do that at
I
all,
said, oh,
ever.
Oh.
Just add an N in the beginning of it, no.
N-O-H-O-O-H, or no, which is just N-O. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. If you want to buy something on Amazon, please do the Amazon banner thing. It's on our website. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen. So annoying.
I'm Chris D'Elia, dude.
Hey, you know what? Lazy. This is a podcast, and it's 10 minutes long, and we've been doing it for over a year and a half, you know, a long time. And me, my friends, Brian and Chris, my friends, we've been together doing it.
Done.
And part of the inception of the whole 10-minute podcast thing was that it is 10 minutes, and that's because we think the podcasts are too long. They're just too fucking long.
Podcasts in general.
In general, yeah. Are too fucking long.
Yeah.
And I don't, and a lot of podcasts I listen to, and I love.
I don't. Know why I don't listen to them?
Why not?
Too long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple that I really like, and they're specialized. It's like, oh, I really like that guy. I really like this gal. I'll listen to this, and that's
don't
it.
Don't cough. But... Don't cough, Brian.
Sorry, TB.
You have tuberculosis.
I do have a bad case of tuberculosis. I just got diagnosed. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I covered my mouth. But,
well, that doesn't really matter.
I know. Yeah, I had antibiotics for 9 months, guys.
Whoa.
9 fucking months. Whoa. And I'm going to go colorblind. We know that.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
Well, that's terrible.
And my fauna, the fauna in my intestine will probably never come back, so I'll probably have very bad breath for the rest of my life.
Oh, gross.
I know.
Oh, that's a
it's
demerit you don't need.
Humiliating.
Oh, well.
So.
Yeah, that, all right, man.
Okay. All
come
right.
on.
Sorry.
Try not to give us TB.
Apologize.
So the thing is this. You know, Brian's going to die if we do a long podcast, so we decided to do this 10-minute thing. But I'd like to let, and we'd like to let our audience in on something. We're working towards doing a few live dates, and it'll start around L.A. somewhere.
I can just hear the crowds.
Yeah,
don't breathe like that because you got TB.
They're going to go. You're giving us TB as you
TB
do
everywhere.
Sorry, guys.
And they're going to be going, Mesomorphic Man.
No, they're not. No, they're fucking not.
They're going to be like,
Chris D'Elia, the... Rockstar and his two friends, Chris D'Elia.
No,
rockstar,
that's a bad chant.
That's a terrible
man.
Chant.
Well, it's not. I mean, I think it is too. But they're
King
gonna be doing it.
Gallon, gang, you rock, you rock.
You are.
Who do we love?
Stop it.
Who do we love? Gladiator helmet face.
No. Fucking.
What are we here for? Gladiator helmet fucking
no,
face.
Dude. Yes.
Chris D'Elia, here's money and girls. Chris D'Elia, here's money and girls.
No, bro.
So we just want Brian, get those fucking dicks off the stage.
No.
Kill them.
Yeah.
Well, please fling those two pieces of shit out here so we can rip them limb from limb.
No.
And you can do your fucking funny characters and stuff.
No, that's
no,
not
no,
what they're
no.
going to
Will,
say.
Will, please
Chris,
fling.
Yeah.
Chris, please let us do your laundry and chores.
No.
Chris, please let us walk your dogs and give you money.
No.
Yeah. No.
No.
So
Brian,
here's the thing.
Even though you don't need it.
Brian, come on up.
That's too much cum, man.
Us.
So the thing is, once we do this, we go live, you know, we're going to try to do some shows, and maybe, who knows, we'll tour. We love you guys, and we'd love to come out and see you and do that thing. The thing is this, it's going to be a long show.
But how many bojos going on?
Oh,
road?
God,
dude,
bro.
Chris, it's not what it's about,
it's
man.
No, but it's a perk.
No,
nah,
Chris,
man.
Don't say
I
that.
I want to go to Cleveland unless I get bojos.
No,
well, nobody should have to go to Cleveland
that's
unless
an exception.
Bojos.
I'm married, and that's an exception. I'm getting paid.
Go for well,
no offense
get
to Cleveland.
If my wife is like, hey, boy, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting bojos. She's
no.
Like, we're married. I'm like, I'm in fucking Cleveland. Give
what
me
else am I
going
to do?
Hey, we're gonna go for a lot. They'll not get boja. No.
Okay, so but what if we're doing it around here in Southern California? The point is this: the show is now. We've talked about this before internally, so I'm letting you guys in on it. There would be a little preamble, a little something special, you know, before the show with a little bit of stand up, a little bit of this and that, and maybe some familiar faces, just so that it's worth your while. But then the actual podcast that we would make available through the same avenues you've been listening to this would have to be an hour long or north of an hour. Hour and a half.
I know.
So my question to you two guys is this, Brian, shut the fuck up, is what are we going to do? How are we going to fill that time?
Are we going to break it up into 10-minute segments? Obviously.
No, and that's obvious. That's completely obvious that we would not do that. Wow. Because that would be a really terrible idea because people would find it very disjointed. And that is 100% natural.
Don't fucking use your finger like that, moron. All right, so we'd have to go an hour, huh?
Yeah, we'd have to go an hour.
But now, let me ask you a question because I figured out when I do stand-up, I know how to be funny for me. But when we get on stage and you notice that my face and my hair, everything's very symmetrical, it's not going to be very funny.
No, dude.
So
well,
the three of us on stage, we have to learn how to combat that.
My stand-up has to go at the end because you're not following what I'm putting down. You're not.
Okay, but we're not talking about doing stand-up. No. There would be a stand-up element at the beginning of the show where perhaps, you know, Chris would do stand-up, Brian would do stand-up, and then maybe there would be a guest. There might even be a visit from your father. Perhaps everybody's dad would come out.
Right. Well, that's the thing.
Wouldn't that be a treat?
We'll do an
hour. Not talking about that. I'm talking about, I'm asking you guys this, an hour to an hour and a half, 10-minute podcast.
I don't know how we would get through that seriously
We'd engage the audience.
And you interrupted me.
No.
Now, however, here's what...
I'm answering the question.
Answering it first.
He was answering
it first. So here's the deal.
You're handed
I don't think that we can get through an hour and a half without me ripping Brian's 7 hairs out.
No.
Why?
Because I would fucking want to strangle him.
Why? I'm a really good guy.
No, but you interrupt. And when you interrupt, I get fiery mad.
Well.
He does get mad.
You come at me physically in front of all those people, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to fucking take
shit your pants.
And throw you on your back.
No.
And all the wind's going to go out of you.
Another
and you're
thing
fart in front of people and shit
happen.
A little bit.
No.
Then I'm going to put my foot on your dumb, long neck.
No.
And I'm going to hold you there and make you apologize to everybody.
And I won't do it because it's like the last scene in Braveheart.
What is that?
Where he's like, freedom.
No, because you don't
I could do
talk.
Some singing.
Huh?
Okay, well, don't sing.
I could sing for the podcast, sing for an hour and a half.
Listen, dude.
What if I did a song? What if I did a few songs?
Everyone would walk out.
What if we did this? What if you sang your version of Wonderwall?
Yeah.
And I could play the guitar.
Maybe.
And Brian, you could sit quietly.
And Brian would know they couldn't do that. He couldn't do that. He couldn't sit quietly.
No, I would interrupt you. I would actually destroy that bit for sure.
Why?
Well, because it's a bullshit bit. That's the first step.
I would destroy that.
Okay, well, here's you just brought up something interesting, Brian.
Try. Let me show you how you do it.
No,
go ahead. You're playing a guitar, fake guitar.
All right, jing, 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 jing.
Two die is going to be the
This is fucking.
Yeah, I believe it.
Boom, boom. That's what I would do.
Okay, well, this is going to be a problem, guys, because we got to have a show for an hour and a half. Brian, you can't be going.
Yes, I can. I can do anything I want.
And you can't step on his neck. And Chris, you can't fucking. It's not about your symmetrical face, which isn't that symmetrical.
That's my whole point.
So tell
him. Comedy's got to be that much funnier.
Hey, man, listen, bro.
Because look like Ma.
No.
You know what I think we could do?
You don't look like Ma. Don't say that. Because you don't look like Ma.
Here's what I think we could do. We could bring someone up on the.
Being Nana Public Cala.
What?
No, you.
Being Nana Public
You are not.
Cala.
You know you are. Your Diesel. You're one of those amorphic. You're that amorphous androgynous models.
No.
Yeah, you'd be good. Why are you not modeling in Diesel for Diesel?
Hey.
In tight jeans with the button open.
You know what, man?
And with your shirt tied in a knot. Why are you not doing that?
No. I don't do that.
You know what would be fun? I think we should bring someone up from the audience and interview them.
That's what we should do.
That would be for a little bit of the time.
No. Yeah, not the whole time.
No, the whole entire time.
No, not the whole entire time.
We should definitely take questions from the audience.
Okay.
No.
We should interview somebody.
We should do some acrobatics. We should definitely have some sort of a dance routine.
Guys,
we should wear some gold lame coats.
I agree.
You guys are acting like agents from the 30s.
No. We should do favorite scenes from some of our favorite plays.
Okay, no.
And we should have a tuba band.
We should have a tuba band. That's a good idea. We got to fill an hour and a half, Chris.
We will be able to fill an hour and a half. We never stop talking. But Brian, you need to learn how to stop.
Talking?
Stop what,
you just
man?
Said he has to keep
stop
talking.
What, bro?
Dude, if it were up to Brian, the show would be 17 hours long.
Hey!
It would be.
No, it wouldn't be.
All right, look, man, this is just a jam session. We're letting the audience in on it. I think it's important to stay close to our audience and peel back the layers, and that's what we're doing today.
Let us know if you want us to come to your city, because if it's in Cleveland, better line up some bojos.
No. Listen.
All right.
Listen
this is the only way you're getting Boja. If you do it on stage.
One warning.
Hey, no.
Yes,
I don't get Boja on stage.
One warning. We'll take I'm a lot more athletic in person.
I'm 6'3".
Yeah.
And I'm intimidating but kind.
Oh, God.
And
oh, so you're Shrek. You're like Shrek.
No, I'm not like Shrek. I have a gladiator helmet face.
Well, I'll be so in Houston, Shrek. Buffalo, no. and Calgary in the month of October.
So he got it in. BrianCallen.com. Go visit his stuff.
Dick.
Keep saying it. Got a few more seconds.
Dickie.
No, don't say that, dude.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another podcast.
What?
He's from India. He's doing something from India.
Don't kill my bit when I'm just starting a bit. I'm just starting a bit.
I'm so sorry.
Some podcasts are slow.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
And you don't know how long they last.
I'm really sorry.
And no, you're not sorry.
That's why you're listening to
it. Keeps happening.
I didn't know you were going to do a bit.
Pretend it didn't happen. Just go back.
Okay, here was what I was going to do before Brian decided to fucking pull a sword out and
BKJ.
Cut my bit in half the way Lucy Liu got slashed in half by Uma Thurman in Kill Bill 2. I was going to be like a very spiritual guy who's very, very spiritual.
Yeah.
We could have started a new character.
Could have been fun.
I'm better at that, though. That you should have let me do that character.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Be better than me.
Well, if you're doing somebody from India, you have to be...
You're putting a little bit too much bounce in that accent.
No, that's not
true. You're bouncing it.
It's not true. I'll give you a tight smack, actually. I'll give you just a tight smack.
How about this? Okay. Give you just a tight smacker. I will tight smack you.
Yours sounds like Shaggy, the rapper.
No, it doesn't, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're doing a bad
Here comes
reggae.
The odd stepper. Welcome once again to the
welcome to the 10-minute podcast. You want to buy something on Amazon? Go to 10minutepodcast.com, use the thing, and we'll get a kickback and you'll get your stuff. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
My name is Chris D'Elia, and I have decided to retire and become an inventor.
Well,
no.
And guess what I'm going to invent?
What?
Comedy. So guess what? I'm still a comedian.
Oh, well,
isn't that, cool?
That was a fun little trip.
Sure was.
But you know, sometimes I do think about retiring from the business. Sometimes I think about buying that lumber yard that I'll refer to sometimes. I'll say I'll grow a beard, I'll gain or lose 100 pounds and buy a lumber yard in British Columbia.
Hate meter's going up.
And
anger meter's
going
up.
What would you do with that lumber yard?
With all the wood?
Yeah.
I'd sell it.
I know, but what would be the purpose of...
Well, it would be to, you know, we're in a topsy-turvy business and there's a lot going on. And sometimes you wonder as people... Don't say topsy-turvy.
Well, my career just...
I'll answer your fucking question.
You're in a children's book?
What?
You're in a children's book?
What do you mean?
Topsy-turvy. Oh, you said topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
You're in a children's book?
No, I'm
you
answering...
You cartoon?
Go ahead, answer the question.
Not a cartoon.
You're orange?
Not orange. Flesh-colored.
You got four fingers?
Yeah, I got four fingers, one thumb, each hand.
No, thumb included in the four fingers?
No.
I'm
not wearing white gloves.
White gloves?
No, but sometimes I think, what am I going to do? You know, am I going to do this the rest of my life? And, you know, the answer is yes. I'm very blessed and happy to be in the business. But
you're
sometimes
an R&B singer? You are an R&B singer?
Look, man, just because I say blessed,
hey, dude.
Well, yeah.
I didn't say hashtag blessed.
You got oversized suit on?
Bro, you are...
Bro, let him finish and stop.
An oversized
He's trying to make a point.
You got chain on your tie?
Over the tie? Over the shirt? No. Am I eating breakfast at House of Blues? No.
You got pinky ring?
Right.
Pinky ring.
You got leather shoes of four different colors?
I want to hear your point.
My point is this. You know, what is you know, basically, what's the meaning of life? You know what I mean? Like, well, I mean, I know people say it all the time.
Shaolin Warrior?
Not Shaolin Warrior because it said meaning.
He's
life.
Asking a deep
you got
question.
Got long dress?
No.
Not got long dress.
Got sore?
Don't got long jacket, short skirt,
Look,
long
man,
jacket.
He's asking about
beard?
Citibank.
Got
what?
Beard go down your belly button?
No. Don't do Kundalini yoga too much.
But what is
do
the meaning
sometimes.
Of life? You just brought up a good question.
Well, look, here's the thing. I think a lot of our audience look to
you
us for guidance and lead. Here's the thing. Chris!
You got show in the 90s?
Nah, don't got show in 1990s. Don't got show Michael Richards.
Your neighbors with cream?
Nah, not neighbor cream. I think our audience looks to us for guidance sometimes.
I agree with you, man.
And I think we should look.
I want to carry the torch.
We're smart guys. We can tell them we're spiritual. Well, I'm spiritual.
Maybe the meaning.
I don't know about you two.
Maybe, the meaning of
you
life.
You chick on Facebook?
Not chick on Facebook. Not showing picture of food I just made before my boyfriend comes home. Lucky guy, happy girl, hashtag happy girl. Nah. Not Instagram and food, hashtag food porn.
I don't know. I think the meaning of life is... I don't know. I actually never knew what the hell that meant. What does that mean? You can't say life has a meaning.
I think a better way to ask is, what is your purpose in life?
We just are. My purpose?
Yeah. What do you? Yeah, what do you? Purpose? What is your desire? What's your need? And what are you doing?
Mine
here?
Is to
Make people laugh.
Beat Grand Theft Auto 5.
You don't even play video games.
No, I never played it.
Well, then how could that be your meaning of life? You don't really care about that.
I mean, it came out like a week and a half ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right. So
mine is to lead my people.
Maybe one day you'll
salvation.
What?
I'll do it. I don't know.
I don't play video games. That's definitely not in the meaning of life.
Okay. Well, then mine is to make people laugh. How's that?
That's pretty good.
Is it?
So Chris's meaning of life is to make people laugh.
I think mine's to make me laugh too, though.
That's actually pretty good. Yeah. You know, because the more you laugh, the more joyous you are.
Right.
Hashtag yeah, blessed.
But hold on.
Santa?
That's what your job is.
Santa.
But what is the ultimate, like when you look back on your life?
Right.
What did it mean?
Well, now hold on a second. Are you talking about the meaning of one's life respectively or the meaning of life?
I think you have to couch that in terms of one's meaning in life. You have to apply it to yourself. I don't know if you can apply it to the overall.
True.
I don't know. Unless you're really religious or something.
Everyone's perspective and perception is different. You know, I think the meaning of life really, actually, truly is to care.
Care? Mm-hmm. How about to give back?
All right, man. I think it's to care.
You're kind of amending what
you
he
can
said.
Care without action. You got to take action to make people's lives better.
But what about being? But
you
what about being?
Clown.
But what about being? Being is something that you're kind of. It's an action, but not really.
All right. Well, listen, I got to get back to fucking, you know, I got to get off my lotus flower.
Hey, you want to know what giving back would be like
what?
With you and me if you got a little bit too close to me?
Yeah.
I put my hand down towards the ground like I'm going to tie my shoe.
Yeah.
And I bring my elbow up and I give it back right into the bottom of your jaw. No, when I say that the meaning of life is care, what I want you to do is shut the fuck up and accept it.
Yeah. No. Well, right now you're caring a little too much.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I won't.
I don't care.
I won't.
So the opposite of the meaning of life is I don't care.
Right.
Well, the meaning of life for me is to actually to get rid of the fucking dummies in the world. The dummies.
Like Hitler.
Like you you couple 1-2 yokers who are a couple bumps on log.
We're not bumps on log.
You couple bumps on the log of meaning.
No.
And so anytime you got bumps on the log of meaning, what do? You take a sander, you sand them down, you get rid of the bumps.
Actually, anytime you have bumps on the log of meaning, you absolutely don't get a sand because it makes no sense.
No. Takes a long time to sand them down, but I'm a patient guy. No.
You would never need to sand logs because we in 2013.
If everybody, you know, I mean, you guys are probably going to make fun of you'll make fun of me for saying this. But if everybody cared a little more about their fellow man and about every single thing they did, I think this world would be a better place. And care comes from one place. It comes from the love within each of us.
You in a tent?
Not in a tent. Not in a tent in Sedona.
Yeah, but what if you don't have, what if you don't really, how can you care?
Yeah.
How can you care generally? It's just too much out there. You gotta
figure out. Like in the army?
You don't have to care about anything.
Like
general. We have to care about everything we come in contact with.
I think a better way. I think the meaning of life is find out who's fucking shit up.
All right.
And come in with a machine gun, proverbial or otherwise.
What do you mean
and
otherwise?
Take care of it.
Another thing. The meaning of life is to like have good food.
No.
And
and good conversation.
And to wash yourself, wash your parts.
Okay.
Yep.
Wash your sexual, wash your sex organs.
Yep. I think you're getting a little bit.
Admit that you're actually Armenian and not Italian, this guy
I'm not
right
Armenian.
Here.
I'm Italian.
So am I.
Well, you guys are part Italian,
and I'm not.
I'm 100%
Italian. I'm actually. They did the serious the math. I actually am 110% Italian.
That's impossible.
That's not possible.
That's mathematically.
My dick is extra long.
Chris, man. No, Chris. What's the meaning of life?
To stay fucking.
Well, that's actually how the species is procreated.
Damn
so
it.
Actually, I'm not going to disagree
Chris.
With you.
Stay fucking. That's going to be my new tag.
So I'm saying that the meaning of life is to find the love in oneself and exhibit care in every moment of every day with everyone we come across, if it's at all possible. It's a huge undertaking. Brian, you said something about killing everybody.
I say crush your enemies, see him driven from before you, and hear the
lamentation
of
the women.
Okay, and mine is to stay fucking.
Stay fucking.
Stay fucking, one word.
Stay
fucking.
Stay fucking.
Like it's like a vacation, but it's a stay fucking.
Yeah, but you can't
that's
fuck
the meaning
whole time,
of life,
bro.
You stop fucking, hey, bye, die.
Okay, no.
He's not wrong,
but
it's
wrong.
Just not
you
the meaning of life.
You can't leave it like that. We had a deep...
Oh, so a pretty girl walks in, you don't want to fuck her?
I mean, no, anyway.
Oh, kind of, really?
Look, I'm just saying Brian is right. You kind of took it in sort of a weird direction.
You meet a girl, you play her this podcast, and she'll understand at the end. Stay fucking, my friend.
No, man. I'm not going to let you end it like
All right. Well, it's too late. It's over.
Thanks
for listening to the 10-Minute Podcast. Visit our Twitter, our Facebook. It's 10-Minute Pod. Thanks for downloading
hashtag
and subscribing.
Stay fucking.
Tell one friend about the show. We'll keep this going. Go to Brian's website and Chris's website. See where they're doing some stand-up.
Yeah.
Congratulations. It's a little immature. You can do cool noises.
Just make a little fart noise.
You can do whatever you want at the beginning of this.
Really?
What's that? This?
A balloon clown.
Some podcasts are slow.
Fucking balloon clown.
And you don't know how long they last.
I'm not a balloon clown.
You should be a balloon clown.
No.
At the promenade.
No.
That's what you should be. Get a bunch of balloons, put on a nose, and be a fucking balloon clown.
I'm not a
balloon. You'd be a great balloon clown.
You're being really...
Why have you never... been a fucking balloon clown
with floppy shoes.
If
you say you said balloon clown, this show is not even a minute old. You said balloon clown.
Go to the promenade, buy a shitload of balloons.
Don't spin your finger around
me. Balloons for $3.
All right.
like the balloon clown you should be.
All right. That's
45 seconds in, he said balloon clown 19
times. Too many times to say balloon clown. If you say balloon clown twice, it's too much.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You're gonna buy something on Amazon? Please go to our website and buy it through there. We'll get a kickback and you'll get stuff.
Yeah,
all right.
Nobody does that.
No, people will do it.
Yeah, especially if we talk about it.
My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen. Great to be back.
Okay. I'm Chris D'Elia. Don't add after that because I have to do my name.
Bah.
So.
Bah.
No.
Honestly? Okay.
He's doing whatever he wants.
Okay,
I do
chill,
the fuck
dude.
I want, man.
No, you don't. You don't do whatever the fuck you want
you
all
don't,
the time.
Actually. You have responsibilities. You have people that you have allegiance towards. You don't do anything.
You
want.
Can't just do whatever you want.
Yeah, but they're. Okay, that's true. That's true. I'd like to. Sometimes.
In fact, I was at a meeting the other day, and I thought while I was in this meeting, while the guy was talking, I thought, what if I just fucking got up and just cleared his fucking desk? Of all the things I
while he was talking?
That's so great.
And part of me was like, I almost laughed while he was talking, you know, because I couldn't stop thinking about it. And then I was like, but I kind of want to do that just to experience it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be rude, and I like the guy, you know. Yeah. But and it was a business thing, and he was in like a tie, and I was like, what if I just did that?
That's that feeling of like where something's really appropriate. I was at in college with my buddy, who was kind of crazy, and this girl was treating her. She was really rich. She's treating the caterers really badly.
Yeah.
And my buddy goes, what if I take a shit in her boot?
Yeah.
And I go, I know, right? What if you did? He goes, no, what if I took a shit in her fucking boot? She had ostrich skin boots. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, in the closet. Look, she's got a boot in there. And I go, I don't know, dude. So he goes, guard the door. And he goes into the closet and shat in her boot.
No way.
Yes.
No.
And what's even crazier is that 3 days later, she confronted me on the quad and goes, did you shit in my boot? And I go,
3 days?
Excuse me? She goes, I know it was you or your friend. And I go, I don't even know what you're talking about. She goes, somebody saw you in the closet. I go, I don't even know what to, what do you mean did I shit in you? I denied it so badly.
Yeah, but
and then she apologized.
Human shit after 3 days has got
to
be
awful. No. She found out right away. I'm saying 3 days later, she came up to me later. Like she had done some research.
It would have been way better if she left it for three
days. Yeah. But
I've always wanted to shit behind someone's curtain. I don't know why. Like, I just think it'd be so outrageous to be like, hey, thanks a lot and enjoy the present. And then they're like, what the fuck is that smell? And then there's shit.
So you do think about those things and you kind of want to do them, but you've never done them. Yeah. Like I daydream about shit like that all the time.
You know, I was
like constantly when I'm in the car, I'm always thinking, what if I lowered the window and just peed out the window while I was driving?
Is that even possible?
I don't think so.
I've done stuff like that.
I was actually in line at Starbucks the other day, and the barista was there, barista or whatever, was trying to hit on the gal, and it just wasn't going well, and he was like, Joanna, huh? And he's like, can I get a name, please? Joanna, huh? Where's the Joanna convention? He said.
What?
And she's like, what? She went, what? And he was like, well, there's a lot of Joannas today. And he kept hitting on her. So this was the reaction. This is what I wanted to do out loud. I was next in line. Wouldn't have been great if I just did this. Out loud to just break it up. Just stop it. I want to be able to. That's what I want to do in life, is to be able to stop people from what they're doing.
I think that the clearing the desk or like turn, like people are playing chess and it's a really serious game. Just be like, and just flipping it like that kind of like disruption for no reason.
It's funny. I think you want to do that kind of, but you also have a part in you where you're like, I can't do that kind of shit.
Well, my daughter always, like, she's a girl, so she builds all this, like, these elaborate, like castles and all these. She has these projects in her house. My son will beeline for the room if he sees like a project. Yeah. He'll go, get that, and destroy the whole thing, and she'll be like, ah.
See, as you get older.
Yeah, as you get older, you develop that other part in your brain where you're like, oh, I can't do that. That's why Mike Tyson never did that, and he bit the guy's earlobe.
Do you know what I've wanted to do so badly is that when I see a bunch of motorcycles outside a bar, like all lined up, I want to just drive into them and knock one down so all the rest of them. Yeah, but you see that in movies.
You know what I think we should do? Because, Chris, you've done this to me before. Like, we go and I get some sort of food. It's usually a food item. You'll take it out of my shopping basket or out of my hand at the end of the cash register at the restaurant or whatever. So I think as a service, the three of us, like, we could just go into random grocery stores and stores and just go, no, you don't need that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but just take them. Be like, here, let me grab this for you. I'll throw it back in the other aisle.
Yeah, and we'll just go and take stuff from people and put them. We just change. I want to stop things.
That's a stupid. Yeah, like no. That's a stupid thing to get. Here, grab me that. Yeah. Let me put it back over here.
Or you know what I would like to do, like on a date with a girl. What I would really, I mean, like, you'd go to jail if while she's talking and it's something, maybe it's a part of the date that I'm not necessarily down with or in tune with. She's talking about some dumb thing I don't care about. What if I just stood up in my seat and pulled my stuff out of my pants?
You peeled it out
and just twist, kept twisting it, and made a chewing noise like this. Num 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 num.
What if you did that and you took your pants off and then you took your dick out and then you just went and then you sit and then you said something like, "Ah, shit, this is a banana."
The world would be a better place if you could do stuff like that.
I was talking to this really like kind of wealthy woman who was like 50 something, it was really formal, and her husband was there and people were there, and I was like, what if I just went and I just opened my mouth and covered her mouth with mine, like
not to kiss her, just
in the middle of what she was saying, just go and over, just cover her mouth as she's talking.
There was one time where,
and then I slap her husband.
There was one time where my buddy was talking to a girl and he was trying to hit on her, and I was there too, and she was talking to both of us, and I was like, yo, watch how much I'm gonna start a smile, but while she's talking, and the whole time I'm just gonna get the smile bigger and bigger.
I love that shit.
So by the end of her story, I was just like,
But
it was so slow that she didn't realize.
That horrible clown smile. Yeah, dude. Wait, take a picture and tweet that fucking smile. Right, that's sick.
But she didn't want to be like, why are you smiling? Like, I didn't know her. Like, that's
okay.
The
so right. if you want to have a look at the smile Chris employed while his friend was talking to a girl, go to our Twitter or Facebook @TenMinPotter.
But we don't do shit like that. You know, we don't do all the shit we want to do. Like, what if while your son was building something, you just knelt down really like soft and somber, and you said to him like, sometimes I take huge shits in my bed. How long do you think you would remember that for him?
There are some words that never leave you. Yeah. I would imagine if he's anywhere older, three.
I swear to God.
Your son is under three, but I think he may not remember it.
You got to be careful with that stuff, but I swear to God, I've wanted to say, like, when I'm having a really boring conversation with some girl.
Yeah.
I've just wanted to go, listen, I want to come.
You know what would be good is if you run into a crowded place or something, and just like a mall or something, and just grab a guy or a girl, pick them up, and start running around with them on your shoulder.
That's a good one, too.
Hey, hey, hey. And no matter, but here's the trick. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, keep it going as long as you possibly can. What are you doing? Yeah. Other people,
well,
just
I think,
keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep it going until they finally get off and you finally look in their face again after 3 minutes, and then go, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were someone else. Because you'd get away with it.
You, because you're so big, should walk up to a small adult male and just go, come running up when he's with a group and go, my! fine, and pick him up and just fucking high step out of the room.
One time, I was walking down the street. I was going to a sushi place. This was the other day, and I have an orange shirt. I was wearing the orange shirt, and some girl that I know walked by me, and she says, "Hey, what are you doing wearing a pink shirt?" And I said, "Well, it's orange, you know." She was with her mom. I said, "Well, yeah, it's orange." She said, "No, no, no, it's pink." And I said, "Well, it's orange." And she said, "No, that's a pink shirt." And then I thought, how long would this go if I gave a shit? And then I just wanted to go to her and then to her mom. It's orange! It's orange! Right. In their fucking faces. But I didn't.
I want to do this. When somebody's playing a song like this and it's a concert or people are caroling, I want to just fucking slay a goat.
Whoa.
Bam, 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 bam.
Sorry.
I want to kill a goat.
I didn't like your thing, so I just...
Hey, man.
Hey, thanks for listening to the 10-Minute Podcast. Go to Brian Callen's website to see where he's doing stand-up. He's going to be in places for the month of October.
Houston.
Yeah. Buffalo and Calgary.
Buffalo and Calgary.
Thanks for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please tell one friend about the show, and we will keep this going forever. I think it worked, man. I think... Oh, wow. This is unbelievable.
Well, yeah, it's...
I can't believe it. Can you believe it?
No, it's fucked, and this is crazy.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Yeah, I can see out the window. I'm just trying to check out, see the different cars.
Wow, man, this is crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. My name is Will Sasso.
And I'm Chris D'Elia.
And how do we explain this? Chris and I built a time machine.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was mostly me, but we both did. But we were able to actually...
We went into the future.
And it's...
It's the
future.
It's the future now. And we've come back. We were making this podcast in 2017.
Right.
And I know it might be hard for you to believe that. But today's date...
We're coming to you now, live.
Yeah, from 2017.
I mean,
the date is Friday, October the 13th, 2017.
Right.
And we're coming to you from 2017. And we know that this podcast is airing in 2013. But we're in the future.
Right. And so it's like that already happened,
yeah,
I guess. But
that
we're
already happened
here in the future.
Look, our minds are kind of scrambled about this whole
really
thing.
It's really crazy because we've been working on this time machine, mostly me.
And me also.
No, I know, but you helped.
No, but I kind of was like, let's build the time machine.
No. Yeah, it was your idea, but I've been more the worker guy doing it.
Yeah, but you're not like the BASF of like time machines. Like, I build the time machine, you make it
better. No, I know. Whatever, I think I honestly could have probably done it without you, but...
Okay, yeah, but if I built the time machine without you, then I would have had my own time machine. So then it would have been like battling the time machines.
I don't think that...
We came together to make a time machine is kind of what we're saying here.
Yes, we did, and I guess technically that's the truth. I'm just saying...
you're hesitating.
But no, let me just say, and just before we get... Let's get all this shit out the way
Yeah, but this is sort of semantical. Like,
no, I know, but I think I could have built the time machine without you. I don't think you could have done it without me.
Okay, no. Just quid pro quo, tit for tat. If you're saying that, and it's not the most important thing.
Right.
Who built the time machine is not important. Could have built it without you though. But it's just.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I definitely could have.
Anyway.
So
I think you're just saying because I said that. Anyway. So this is amazing.
Is insane.
Yeah.
Like Chris was saying, like, we're like, the cars look different.
They did look a little different. They look a little different. Like,
they
there's
look
like,
a little different.
Like, a very, like, for instance, I have a Mercedes, but the Mercedes, you know, version of what I have now is, it looks a little sleeker.
A little sleeker.
Right.
Yeah. And I drive a big, you know, truck. I have like a Chevy Tahoe.
Right.
But my Chevy Tahoe flies.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was hovering. I mean, technically it was kind of a hover thing, but yeah.
And I clicked the keys and it landed.
It's amazing.
Know. This is really weird.
Yeah.
I guess we should get this out of the way. Brian is dead.
Yeah. He's not here. And
rest in peace, Brian.
Really, really actually sad.
It is sad.
You can't hear him because he's not here. He's dead.
He's ceased to be.
Yeah. He's dead.
He's left this earthly plane of existence.
And that's crazy. I think that when I built a time machine, it should have been like something that we would have thought about because we knew he was getting older.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We didn't think about that. I think we're mostly concerned.
To be honest, that's something probably since I was mostly doing the time machine thing that you probably should have been like, oh, what about Brian? Because I was
I'm not
working
here.
Really a lot on all the logistics
not,
of it.
Yeah, but I'm not like the Jesse Pinkman to your Walter White, like kind of walking around picking up stuff. Like, oh, Mr. White, like what about this metal shit? Do we put this into?
No, I know.
No, Jesse, not yet.
No, like, I know, but
that's not.
First of all, that show's actually Not even to be like that. Years but that's and a years long, ago. That's
that was a long
show.
Time ago.
So
there's been two other shows now that people say are the best show ever on television. Because
since that,
because like 4 years ago, it was like everyone was like Breaking Bad is the best show in the history of TV.
Yeah, totally.
And I would have, I completely agreed then, and I loved it. But the two shows that were that everybody loves now is that you know
right
is
that
is
are
the,
current
right that are current is everybody loves Miley and the Will Sasso,
show. No, that's actually
that show's kind of put.
But it's weird though because the thing about the Will Sasso show is it's basically what is it, Will? Go ahead.
Well, it's sort of a hybrid show. It's like sort of like a sketch with a through line thing, and I get to do, but I do like real legit acting.
And it's also a little bit of a reality show. Like Will will come on and then just start like farting and shitting all over the place. And everyone will be like, what happened? And Will will be like, that's just Will.
No, that's not my catchphrase.
That was an episode.
Yeah, well, that was a bit. That was a bit we did on a show. Right. You know, if we're gonna talk about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did a bit. We did a bit called Farting and Shitting where we went to Chris's house and recorded him farting and shitting.
No.
And then we aired it on my show, and it did really well on my show.
No,
because it was just a bunch of farts. Because humor has sort of evolved.
It's actually amazing too. Some of the things that have gone down, and celebrities, a lot of them have died.
Yeah, a lot of celebrities.
We should go over a list of the few of the celebrities that died. Right?
Yeah,
Greg Kinnear. He was one of my favorites. He
one
passed
of your favorite
away.
Actors.
He was
doing a movie.
Right.
That all took place in space.
Space.
And
so
none of them knew how to be in space.
Space.
So everyone kind of, they froze and choked.
Yeah.
And
they actually, what should have happened was...
It was the third sequel to Gravity.
The Gravity, right.
Yeah, because so, Sandra Bullock did the first two, and then Greg Kinnear did the last one. Yeah.
So what the thing was about that is they didn't know the technical stuff when in space. And I was saying to Will before we even started this podcast was, since I kind of know all the logistics about mechanics and stuff like that, like time machines and spaceships, they should have actually confirmed with me, but I wasn't even making that. This is something we created since we made
but
the
also,
time machine.
This is like sort of a top secret thing that Chris and I have been doing, mostly
right.
me, that we do, no. that I've been doing, is no. like make the time machine
right.
here in my house. It's cool to see that my house is still here.
Right. That's actually crazy because mine isn't. Mine actually isn't.
No?
And no, it's not. And I checked, and I checked with the neighbor, and the neighbor said, because I asked him, I was like, hey, what's up? And he's like, oh my God, hey, Chris, what's up?
Yeah.
You don't live here anymore. What are you doing?
Right.
And I was
weird.
Well, yeah, because I didn't know, right? So I was like, oh, well, what? Yeah, I can't remember what happened to the house. Like, what happened to it? Because it's not there anymore. And he's like, you don't remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, I do, but I'm trying to go
to
him on.
You're trying to go to him on.
And he was like, there was that 1 year where you fucked so many tens that the house fell down.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I don't remember you telling me this because it is currently 2017.
Yeah.
And you've never told me that you fucked so many tens.
Apparently, this
that
happened.
Your house crumbled
apparently
to the ground.
Apparently, this happened in 2016.
You fucked so many
That's
hot
what
girls.
The guy said. That's what the guy said. He said, you don't remember?
Your
and I
neighbor.
Was like,
your,
I kind of remember. What is it? Because I was trying to go to him.
Right.
And then
your
he was
neighbor,
like,
Jeff Daniels, told you.
Yeah.
Was it Jeff Daniels?
It was Jeff Daniels, yeah.
And he told you
and he
that
was
you
like,
fucked so many girls.
You don't remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't remember. He's like, well, since I remember, since I haven't been doing much since Newsweek. Newsroom got canceled two years ago in 2015.
15.
And I was like, well, what happened? I don't remember. And he was like, you had sex with so many tens
that the
house broke.
I don't think that.
No.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Speaking as two scientists, I don't know the validity of that scientifically. But
well, I mean, you don't.
That's
you know.
Pretty insane. Now, the cool thing about my house now is it is a fully functioning television studio and radio station.
I was wondering what that stuff was out
there. Yeah. Well, it's 10-minute podcast networks.
Uh-huh.
And Ham Fatter One Studios, and because I live in a house overlooking, I bulldozed Barbara.
The future you.
Yeah, the future.
Right.
Well, me now because it's 2017.
Right.
But we're coming back to tell you this, to do this podcast.
Right.
But I bulldozed Barbara Streisand's house and all the houses overlooking Point Doom beach out in Malibu.
Because of your successful TV show.
Right. Because
about shitting and farting. And burping.
No. It's not. No, it's not. That's not what it's all about. But the Chris D'Elia shitting, farting, and burping segment did do very well. It's blowing up on YouTube, which has now replaced the government. The U.S. government, the shutdown kept going. Here's a spoiler alert if you want to put money on it. The U.S. government shut down. It stayed shut down. And YouTube replaced the U.S. government, and YouTube comments replaced Congress.
And I also feel really bad because George Clooney died.
Yeah, George Clooney.
You know, he had a heart attack. But here's the thing, and I got to apologize about he's very healthy, but I got to apologize about the Comedy Store not being there anymore.
What happened? Yeah, what happened? Tell people what happened.
I didn't know what happened, so I went to the Comedy Store because that's my stomping grounds.
Right, that's your place.
So I go to the Comedy Store, right. And it's not there anymore, and there's this statue. And I'm like, what is it? Oh, and you know, it's a big statue where the guy's got long hair.
How big is it?
It's like 18 feet.
Okay.
And the dick actually comes out really far.
Okay.
And there's a line.
And you mentioned he has long hair. Is it like Jim Morrison or
something? No. And I was like, who is this guy? And everyone's like, okay, whatever, Chris. Okay. They said it was me.
Okay.
And girls line up all the way around the block to just suck the dick of the statue, the long dick of the statue.
That girl suck a statue dick?
And they know it's a statue. How crazy is that?
Well, that's pretty crazy, man. I don't know about that. I'm going to go over to the Sunset Strip right now and see if Comedy Store's not there and your statue is there.
Take my flying car.
All right. Well, I'll take my flying Tahoe because you just sort of sound like you're... Well, anyway, look, we got to get back into the time machine and go back. Yeah, we're going to head back to 2013. This has been crazy.
I'll work it because it's my thing more.
Here we go. No,
it's my thing more. Here, watch
Give me the control.
No.
Going back. Yeah. You and me, bro.
Yep.
Here we go.
No fucking soul sucker here today.
No soul sucker Steven.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, man.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Welcome to 10 Minute Podcast. You like this show? Yeah, man, you like this show. So tell your friends about the show, and then we can keep doing
the
show.
That's pretty
good. Yeah, my name is Will Sasso.
I'm Chris D'Elia, and we got no boring Brian.
Well, he's the opposite of boring. He won't shut the fuck up sometimes.
That's true, but I'm just trying to do alliteration.
Yeah, boring Brian. Boring Brian. Let's put that on a t-shirt. Oh, yeah, we got to make some fucking t-shirts. How you doing, man?
Got to make ma.
If you stop making money, my chance make million money.
True.
Yeah.
Hey, how about this, man? This is the podcast dedicated to people who have over a million followers on Vine because we don't have Brian here. He's only got about 40,000.
Let's get a count. Fuck it, I don't care. Yeah, probably 40 or 50,000.
Yeah.
So it's just Chris and I here with you today. Brian's out. Brian's somewhere doing something.
He's definitely in Minneapolis because that's where he always is doing stand up. Around Minneapolis. He just does clubs around Minneapolis.
He goes to Minneapolis or Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Anything that starts with an M.
That's somewhere over there.
Montana. Yeah, that's somewhere over there. But you know, Chris, I was thinking what we could do today, because it's just you and I. It's just one-on-one.
Yeah.
We could do something a little fun and just let our audience in on, you know, some stuff about you and I.
Okay.
Like, interview me, man.
Oh.
But like... I'll interview you too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like,
interview me, dude.
Okay, like asking hard-hitting questions.
Whatever. It's your interview. This is your interview show.
But well, you're actually kind of blindsiding me with this, and it's just like maybe I didn't think it was a good idea.
Right.
I mean,
but that's the thing about the podcast. And we've let our audience in on this before. We just kind of roll, and then we start going. Okay. So you may not like it, but if you don't like it, tell me you don't like it.
No, I mean I don't dislike it. I just what it's my interview or your interview, man.
It's a one-on-one interview.
Okay, well, so like you ask me questions and I ask you questions?
Well, yeah.
But we already know so much about each other.
Yeah, that's true. And if you've been listening to this podcast, it's been almost 2 years. So.
Yeah, so, all right.
So maybe it's a bad idea? Do it anyway.
No, look, bad ideas have never stopped us in the past. We have Brian on the podcast.
Do you ever, well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Now, and just answer me honestly and don't pause, just answer me.
Okay.
Have you ever wanted to interview me?
No.
Okay.
Never in my life have I ever wanted to sit down and interview you.
You've never been like...
No, because we're just friends. I mean, it just happens.
Yeah, we're friends. But like, and you're an actor, comedian. You're not like an entertainment reporter.
No, I'm not a journalist.
Right. So you've never been like, I want to interview Will Sasso today.
I'm not Charlie Rose.
You're not Charlie Rose. But we're sitting across from each other on a table. At a table.
Yeah, but that's more than that equals Charlie Rose.
Okay, so that portion of us does not make us Charlie Rose.
No, not at all. I mean, there's so many different things that would make us, we would have to do to make us Charlie Rose. Number one, being Charlie Rose.
Okay.
We'd have to have that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what are you, like, so you're from Vancouver?
Yeah, man, I'm from Vancouver, and, you know, I came out here, you know, I mean, I started acting when I was, like, you know,
young, right?
15 or something, right, and then came out here, I was, like, 20, 21 years old. It's been pretty good, man.
Yeah, well, that's great. So, and then that took you here, and you started with Mad TV. Well, you didn't start. You did start with Mad TV.
No, or? I mean, I was doing other things, and then I was young when I was like 22 when I started Mad TV.
Well, that was your big break, though.
Yeah,
wasn't
that was
it?
Kind of my big thing. It was you know, kind
and then
of,
you were
if
on
you have
that
a thing.
For 14 years.
I did that for 5 years,
oh,
dude.
Oh, really?
Then, but the show lasted for 14 years.
Oh, okay.
But I was in the golden years, the 1997 to 2002, the five seasons. Seasons 3 to 7, the real.
Now, I've heard that Mad TV, from various sources and sightings, that Mad TV was the house that Will built.
Yeah, a lot of people call it the house that Sasso built.
Oh, okay.
And, I think that's probably...
Yeah?
So ask me, like...
What?
I don't know. Ask me, like, better. Okay. Because everyone just... But everyone... Okay. Everyone is always like, oh, Mad TV.
But that's the thing. Like, we didn't talk about this before. So, okay.
Do you want me to interview you?
Or? I guess, yeah, sure. I mean, do one...
Okay. Hey, man, you've been doing a lot of stuff. Chris D'Elia is here with us.
Yeah.
And you've been doing a lot of. So how did you? You know, you've been doing. We, you know, we know you from Whitney and
sure.
And we all love Whitney here.
I mean,
at the
10-minute
podcast. Yeah. No. Ooh, but
right, okay.
Oh, but now you have a new show.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
And you're on. It's called. Hold on. Let me get my notes. I don't have any.
Okay.
What's
well,
it, your new show?
It's
is called
Undateable.
Undateable.
But you
I know
can
that.
Google that. Yeah. You
can anyone Google can Google that.
Sure. So.
And you're starring in the show.
Right, you can Google that, yeah.
And you've been doing comedy for a really long time.
Sure, yeah, my whole life, I would say. I mean, I've been doing stand-up for 7.5 years. Yeah. You can Google that, too. But
but and then you've been acting since you're a kid. And...
Yeah, I guess I was 16, I guess.
Now, what was your first... Now, here's a question you probably haven't been asked. What was your first gig?
You can Google it. So, my first gig was Chicago Hope. I did an episode of Chicago Hope. And
okay.
I was,
oh, cool.
I played a crazy kid.
Oh, that's
killed
cool.
his whole family.
Now, how many seasons did Whitney go?
You can Google that. I guess... it's been 2 seasons. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. And so now you know you do a lot of stand-up comedy.
Right.
You tour a lot. So
right.
So now what are some cities you're going to be in soon?
Google. So what you can do is you can go to my website and just check it out. You know, chrisdalia.com.
But what are some of the cities you'll be coming in like soon?
Go to Nashville. I'm gonna go. Yeah. Google. You can go. I'm gonna go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be there.
Yeah.
And then. Google. I'll be in Fort Lauderdale.
And Undateable. What night is that going to be on?
I don't know yet. You know, not sure.
Yeah.
Not down.
So
don't
when
have
it,
a,
time comes for people
yeah,
to know when that
time
is.
Comes, you can definitely Google it and just check it out. And then it'll be probably on one of those nights. So
this isn't going very
no,
well.
No, but what have you?
I'm
all
not
right.
A good
how about
interviewer.
This? When did you lose your virginity? You can't Google it.
Can't Google it. Mm-mm. Oh, okay. So that. Oh,
or
now
when?
I see
or should
saying.
I say, when are you going to?
Hey, man.
Friendly interview jokes, you know?
See, those are funny things. Yeah, you're sort of like chilled, like Carson Daly,
yeah,
kind of.
Exactly.
Just well, hanging back like friends.
Not really like Carson Daly, but yeah, I guess in that way, I was just kind of fucking around.
You're kind of like Carson Daly.
I don't think I'm like Carson
no,
Daly.
No, not you're not like him, but like you
like I
like
Carson
him.
Daly. I like Carson
I like
Daly
Carson
a lot.
Daly,
very
too.
Nice guy.
He's a very nice guy. And but when he does Last Call, well, now he's going to be doing the Today Show.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
I think so.
Oh.
You can Google that.
Right, yeah,
I don't know that for sure. You can Google it.
So,
but he when he has a show, it's like he doesn't do Last Call from a studio anymore. He would just kind of be like, "Hey, we're here at Pink's Hot Dogs in Hollywood."
Oh and, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
right.
Chris D'Elia, when'd you lose your virginity?
That's right.
Just joking. Here's a music video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of a looser format, is what
right.
you're saying.
I
we
actually
should do
liked
here.
That when they did that. When he did that, I thought that was a cool vibe.
Yeah. Like, hey, what's up? We're at California Pizza Kitchen in Burbank. I'm here with Chris D'Elia.
Right.
Chris D'Elia, when does Undateable start? You can Google it.
Right.
Okay. Well, here's a Maroon 5 music video.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of the format.
Right. So yeah. I'm not really like him. You know, more of an actor. He's
hey,
kind of,
hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? Here we are. We're at Carney's Hot Dogs on Sunset Boulevard,
hot dog
home places. Of the Sunset Strip. Just a lot of hot dogs here. With Chris D'Elia, you know, from Whitney and Undateable coming up on NBC. You can Google the stand-up dates. And here's 311.
Right.
Here's
yeah,
a
sure.
music video from...
Or, you know, hey, everybody, well, look, we got, we're coming live from the Tower Records. It's going to close down on Sunset Boulevard.
It's now a Halloween store.
And here we go. We got Will Sasso here. You know him from various things. The upcoming movie, Three Stooges. Here we go. Let's smash
two
Papa
ago.
Roach.
Papa Roach.
But, no, I'm saying if that was in the past, if that was in the past.
Yeah, yeah, if it was in the past.
Because obviously
be like,
that movie already came out.
Right, yeah. Hey, what's up? We're here outside the Viper Room with Chris D'Elia. You know him from all of his Whitney and Undateable as we get him out. And, you know, come definitely check out Chris D'Elia. And here's Rob Thomas with Santana.
Sure. Yeah, you could be like, yeah, you know, hey, everybody, we're chilling out here right outside of the W Hotel on Tuesday. And we're here with Will Sasso. You know him from so many different movies. And let's take take a look at Smash Mouth.
Yeah, Smash Mouth. Yeah. Hey, what's up? Chris D'Elia here. We're at the El Pollo Loco on La Brea and Sunset, and we're just chilling up with Chris D'Elia here. He's going to talk a lot about. He's going to tell you what to Google and check out his stand up dates and Savage Garden. Garden.
Yeah, hey everybody, we're standing right here. We're outside the Lamps Plus in Van Nuys. Everybody, we're outside the Lamps Plus in Van Nuys, chilling out in the parking lot. We're with Lou Sasso. You know him from various different movies. He was on How I Met Your Mother once. We got coming out sound styling.
LCD sound system. Hey, what's going on? We got Chris D'Elia here. Hey, we're here at the Denny's. We're in between two Denny's here on Sunset, in between them, and we're just sort of standing here at the Arco station in between. Two Denny's, and we're here with Chris D'Elia, and you can check out all of the things Chris D'Elia is doing on chrisdelia.google.net and three doors down video. Three Doors Down Superman. All right, well, okay, so maybe we shouldn't be interviewing each other.
No, but I liked it better when we were doing Carson Daly interviewing us.
Yeah,
so maybe we learned something. Carson Daly is leave the interviewing to Carson Daly.
All right, we should just be friends on the podcast and do our own thing.
Yeah.
All right, hey, thanks for listening to the show. Google everything that you can do with regard to the show, because there's Twitter and there's all the other things. But you can just Google that.
Google.
Hello, I'm your father, and I love you very much. And welcome to a very special pod show episode of the 10th... All right, Jay Wiz, you almost gave me a coronary episode, did you not? As it were. Hello, I'm everybody's dad, and welcome to a very special pod show of the 10-minute pod. Your brother William has taught me enough about the pod contraption here to be alone with you. He's shown me how to read the hash browns and the little A, the little squiggly A that you use to write me questions on the tweeter. So I'm going to be answering these that all of you have written into on our tweet space, squiggly A, 10-min pod. All right. So let's jump right in. This is not unlike the other shows that your brothers, Brian and Christopher and William have done, but this one is just me, everybody's dad, ask everybody's dad, part one, which means if you are mind your P's and Q's and you're not a Wazzly Fizz puzzle puzzling and wazzling around your whizzles, then we'll have the honor of doing this again, will we not? Okay, let's jump right in. Our first one is from Zachary Elaine, which is squiggly A, Zach line, Elaine, all right, whatever. Squiggly at 10-min pod. Browns, ask your dad, who's your favorite son out of Brian, Christopher, and William? Well, that's a crazy question, Zachary. How dare you? They're your brothers, and you're all my children. I love you all exactly the same. But I love William more. He's my favorite. He's quite ingenuitive and intelligent, and he put together this whole Pied Pod. So we wouldn't even be talking together, as it were, if it weren't for him. Very good. Okay, moving on. This is from Ron. Squiggly at R. Pasilias. Pasilias is right. And leave the pee out. Leave the pee popping to Brian Robert Roland. Does beef or chicken broth count as a suitable beverage? Hash browns, ask your dad. Yes, of course it does, Ron. That's another silly question. We're off to quite a dumb start, if you don't mind my saying so. All of you need a nice haircut and a stack of pancakes and mind your R's and S's and your T's, W's, and not to mention your P's and Q's. Okay, this is from Bane. Squiggly A Bane cast. Whatever. Okie dokie. Hash browns, ask your dad. Can you give me a quick shot? I've been a real wazzle fuzz lately, and I need some straightening out. Whoa, Bane. Oh, you think is that some reverse psychiatry, is it? You think I won't give you a nice one to the chops? Well, take that. Here's another one for the rock. There you go. All right, that'll teach you. Okay, this is from Derek, squiggly at D. Sutton, underline 99, or something like that, hash mark. Ask your dad, who would win an attire-changing contest, you or Harvey Dennison from GMC over there in town? These are all silly questions. I would beat him flat. Dennison is not, speed is not with him, if you know what I mean, even though he's half a black. Okay, this is from Fuzzy Motion, which is a fine name for you because you're a fuzzle fuzzy fuzz. Squiggly A Fuzzy Motion at Squidgat is it's called, a 10-min pot. Hash browns, ask your dad. Why do your friends change after they get a girlfriend? How powerful is the pussy? Now, I don't know what your girlfriend has to do with her cat, but our cat, Professor Patches, I saw she ran out into the yard once and almost scared away a raccoon. That's quite a powerful pussy, if you ask me. Good question. This is from Kutaro Yoshikawa. This is Squiggly A. Yoshiken. 0331 or something. All right. Why do Chinese people pop their peas? Is Brian Callen Chinese, or are Chinese people Brianese? Hash browns, ask your dad. Well, Kritaro, you're clearly of Japanese descent, and you have a little thing against the Chinua, the Chinese, which is not the worst thing in the world. I have a thing or two to say about that red country. But Yoshikawa, that name rings a bell, because Kritaro Yoshikawa, I actually ran across a man of the exact same name. Perhaps it was even your grandfather, who I shot in the face right before WW2, or it might have been in the Korean conflict, which was a conflict. We did not lose, and it was not a war. All right. Let me tell you, let me take a moment to say, this has just been wonderful being able to talk to you, all my children, by way of the pod show, and I'm having a wonderful time, so let's keep it going. This is from Mark Kelly, Squiggly at Mark James Kelly. Hash browns, ask your dad, why do farts smell like poop? Well, you're a real fart smeller. I mean, smart feller. I love that joke. Okay. Well, obviously you're all full of the gas, are you not, Marcus? You're out there eating all the fast foods and all the pizzas and pies, and you're sizzling up burgers and cheeseburgers and eating cheese and buns instead of being at home like your brothers and your sisters, for that matter, with a nice stack of pancakes. And then all of that gas goes by your colon gutty works area where your poop chute is. Oops, I popped that pee. And there's a big log of poopy there, and you're pushing all that poopy air past it. So, of course, it smells like poo. Okay, I don't know if that was a serious question or not, but let's move on. This is from Squiggly A. Web Slinger. Brian is his name. 10-min pot. I'm really in the mood for some pancakes, but I also need a haircut. Any ideas? Okay, you're being a wise guy. You're being a fozzle puzzle. I'll put you right on my lap and cut all that hair off and give you a nice stack of pancakes. This is from a Squiggly A. Copyright Colin. Well, aren't you a big deal? Hash browns, ask your dad, why does Chris think he's the shit? What's your language? You watch it, Colin. I'm starting to like Brian more. Well, that's just awful to say that about Christopher, and to say that dirty word. But I guess I don't know why he thinks that he's that. And I've heard that term, and I know what it means. And I don't know, perhaps he has a personality disorder. Who's to be sure? This is from Crystal Blue, Squiggly A. Dan without tour. All right. How do I get a boja? B-O-apostrophe-J-A-H. I don't know what that is, so let's set that aside. This is from Huey Clark. Squiggly A. Huey underline Clark. 10-min pod. How do I get a girl to give me a boja? B-O-apostrophe-J-A-H. Ask your dad. Okay. I guess you could ask her. I don't know what a boja is. This is from Taylor Byland. Squiggly A. Taylor Byland. 10-min pod. Everybody's dad. Serious question. How do I get my wife, M-A apostrophe wife, to give me M-O apostrophe bojas? B-O apostrophe J-A-H apostrophe S. I'll even settle for a haja, H-A apostrophe J-A-H. Okay, I don't know what that is, but if you want someone to give you one of those, why don't you just ask nicely for a boja? And I'm sure your lady friend or your wife will get. This is from Squiggly A. Matt Kirshner. Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car Friday night? You may be able to borrow my station wagon if you're a good boy and not a wazzlefish. I'm taking a nice young lady to the drive-in and one get boja. Alrighty. I'm not even, I don't know. I think that you are all trying to, I don't understand all the terminology, so I'm going to, here's a good question. This is a good question from Seth Gresham. Squiggly A, Seth's robot. That's a weird name to have to represent yourself, Seth, but perhaps you're into all of the fiction and the science. 10-man pod, what's the perfect sandwich? I would say a Reuben. Now, that's a good question, and if we do this again, all of you will have to follow suit like Seth and make a nice questions about that. And let's hope we keep that going. This is from Blue Moon Junkie, who writes, my girlfriend's cunt bees gave me taint wasps, what do I do? I don't know what that word is. Cunt bees. Cunt. All right. Look, I hope that you're not all out there being a bunch of wazzle fossils, being a bunch of puzzle whizzes, and pulling one over on your father when I've gone through the goodness of my own heart to do this with you, and I don't know what that word means. And if it's something filthy or florinsome, then you'll have heck to pay. Okay. That I don't know what that is. Let's move on. This is from John Somerville. 10 Min Pod. I'm 25, and for the past few years, I've just been scamming babes and cooking puss, but I feel empty. What should I do? I guess, I don't know, eat some more of that puss that you've been cooking up. I don't know what any of this means. I'm not... All right, this has been wonderful. I love all of you, your wonderful children. I'm everybody's dad, and please visit the boys' 10minutepodcast.com website thing and hit the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital little thing they have and donate to the kids.
So fuck him. Let's just go.
Yeah, I know. He's late.
Here we go. Yeah. And if you know our voices, you know the person we're talking about.
And late. Also...
Some podcasts are slow and you don't know how.
Even if you read the text, you'd know because you know who's always late, and you know how we talk about.
Yeah,
it.
even if we name this show, someone
yeah.
was late.
Yeah.
You know what would who would
you'd
be
know
late.
Who would be the someone.
Welcome to the 10 minute podcast. You know, Chris, if yeah. you go to Amazon, if you go to game, if, no, if you go to 10
well, which one first? First, think about which one, then say the right one.
If you go to 10minutepodcast.com,
yeah,
you hit our Amazon banners yeah. or the Gamefly thing for that matter.
Yeah. But don't go.
Rebookmark that
because yeah.
we've now put that in a new thing. But we'll get a little
oh,
kickback.
Cool. But don't kickback.
Kickback.
Is it a?
We're off to a great start.
Yeah. Well, it's mostly you that's kind
it's
of
me.
Kind of sinking this ship.
Yeah. So far, Brian's not here.
No.
I'm not speaking English, and
no.
you're batting 1,000.
So far, but it'll get messed up for sure.
Yeah. My name is Will Sasso.
And blank. And pause because he's not here. And I'm Chris D'Elia.
And let me read you the latest text we just got from Brian. Can you see what Sigalert is saying about the 134 near the 5? Very bad accident. Standing yeah. still. Awesome. Then he just sent another one. Standing
Oops.
Still on the 134. This is amazing. Ambulances and everything. Woo! So let's call him.
It's so funny to think of him pissed off in traffic for some reason, like funnier than other people.
Yeah. We love our audience. We love you guys. And we want
more than Brian. I love you more than I love Brian.
And we want Brian to explain himself.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Explain yourself.
We're recording. Tell our audience why you're late.
Well, I'm standing still on the 134. Mm-hmm. There's a very bad accident. And if you could look it up on Sigler and tell me what to do, because I'm just sitting here. It's
no,
great.
Because you know why? Because the thing you're talking on is called an iPhone, and you can just easily just sort of... You can even just talk into your iPhone and say, how do I get to Will's house? And
yeah.
it'll tell you.
Also, how do you know what Sigler is, but you don't know how to look it up, is the thing. Because everyone... Because that's pretty dumb.
Hey, guys, don't make fun of me, all right? Because I'm really pissed off that I'm sitting in traffic and it's not moving and I can't go anywhere. So I'm sick, you know what I mean?
So now, look, here's the problem. We want to record. You're not here, so we're recording without you. But we also have you on the line here. So the dilemma is whether we continue to record with you here or we hang up with you
yeah.
and sort of just talk about the stuff that you do that pisses us off. So what do you think?
Yeah.
What's your vote?
I feel like I can add some stuff. I mean, to the show,
okay.
I am just... We should just do all the whole podcast from my car on the 134.
No, we don't want to do all the podcasts.
That'd
no,
be a bad idea if we came out to you.
It's a terrible idea. Hey, Brian, you'll be pleased to know I sort of messed up some of our little read at the top, and I wasn't speaking English very well, and Chris said hmm to me.
Yeah, Will fucked up.
Yeah. So So while you're over there, and you got ambulances and fire trucks and police, over here we got the hmm police.
Yeah.
What, man? What, dude, did you say while I was trying to do my hmm police bit?
Hey, you're ruining bits from a fucking freeway away.
You're ruining bits from a... You just bit killed... You have, like, this crazy X-Men ability to kill bits.
Yeah, you're a telepathic bit killer. Dude, you're a telekinetic bit killer. Telepathic.
Telepathic.
I guess that works, too.
Yeah, it's fine. Uri Geller probably could have killed bits. He bent spoons. Okay, so your vote...
And so smart.
And...
I'm killing murderers.
Right, you feel like killing a lot of people?
Oh, yeah, I feel like killing a lot of people. I'm fucking sitting still, you fucking asshole. I'm sitting fucking still in my car.
Can I say this, though?
I'm sitting still. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, to be clear, you're legitimately not moving 1 mile per hour. You know what's good about you being on the phone? Brian, on the podcast? Will can adjust where the fuck your mouth is supposed to be near the microphone.
Hey, bro. Hey, man.
Dude, did you say you're on the... Wait, did you say you're on the 134? Okay, you live in you're in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
I'm in Los Feliz. Why are you on the 134?
Why would
That's
you be
the valley.
On that?
Because I take sunset, you fucking idiot, and I go to the 4 foot of the 101. That's how my nav tells me because it's the fastest.
No,
even
taking
still,
the tail.
even.
Oh, this is so annoying.
Hey, Brian, that's the wrong way. First of all, second of all, even if you go that way, it's still wrong.
Yeah, you take the 10 to the 110, then you climb up the 5, and there you go. You're in Las Vegas. The beautiful rolling hills of Griffith Park.
But guess what? I'm sitting still.
Oh, okay.
I've been on the phone with you. I have not moved. I've literally not moved.
Okay, so here's the thing. You vote that you stay.
Here's the thing. When I come in there and I finally get there, I'm going to be furious.
Right.
Now the car is running. He's running up the fucking way.
What's running?
A dude got out of his car and he's running toward the accident.
Are you serious?
Whoa.
I'm dead serious.
Oh, he probably knows the people in the accident.
I'll take a video of it. I'll video it for you.
Okay, well,
I'm gonna get out of my car and I'm gonna
Okay, look, here's what you should do, Brian. Take a picture of yourself in traffic so that way we can tweet it to our followers at 10 Min Pod on Twitter.
But
Facebook.
Listen, Brian, do you know how to take a picture or do you need Will to do it?
Listen, man, here, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get out right now. You hear this?
Okay. Take a picture.
No. Go ahead.
You hear my car?
Yeah.
All right, here you go. I'm getting out.
Okay. All right. This is not good. This is not good radio.
It's fine. No, I think it's kind of interesting, actually. Okay, I hear that outside.
Yeah, there we go. I got it on my car.
Okay, well, we can't hear you taking a video, you dingbat. So
take a picture, Brian. And here's the thing, Brian. Please text me the picture right away. Because in case you get hit by a cement truck and you die, we'll still have the picture and we'll keep doing the podcast without you.
Well, that's not nice at all.
All right.
Okay, good. You do that and also sit in the fucking traffic. Well, just walk here. Leave your red Prius.
Yeah. I'm not walking there.
You could probably run faster than a Prius.
Well, so now let me ask
Brian, check this out. You know, an ostrich can run faster than a Prius.
Hey, listen.
I'm stealing your bit.
Hey, Brian. Let me get this straight. Because you have a red Prius, it broke down and that's why you're on the freeway or something?
No, I tried a brand new Volkswagen Passat turbo diesel.
Oh, okay. So now let me ask you a question. You're in the passenger seat, and you're obviously driving with a lesbian.
It's not a Subaru Forester.
What?
Chris, by the way, you've been ignoring me, so I'm going to be really need you.
Brian, you think I've been ignoring you, but your texts have not been going through. Your fucking things don't go through. I have not been ignoring you, okay?
This is a podcast unto itself.
Look at his fucking text message. I'm sure it's got that red exclamation point and says try again.
You've been ignoring me. You can touch me out of text.
I'm not getting them, man. I get your group texts.
Hey,
I don't
man,
get.
When you get here, I'll look at your phone and I'll fix you up.
I would never ignore you.
No, I'm gonna be fucking super fucking mean to you when I get here.
Yeah, that's not a threat. I don't care.
I don't see you a cold.
Brian.
Yeah,
Brian, let me just ask you a question. How recently have you been to Minnesota?
All right, look, Brian, get here safe, and we'll try to get some more episodes. And we just wanted our audience.
I'll make you a video.
No, take a fucking picture.
Yeah, but you can tweet the video too, though.
Yeah, it'll go to Telly or Twitter.
No.
All right, yeah, Vine it. Hey, dude, Vine it. And everybody follow Brian on Vine. Seriously, Vine it, bro. All right. All right, sounds good. We just wanted our audience to, in on he hung up. In on what happened here with
Why
Brian
does this
being
say I'm
really
ignoring
late.
Him? That was a pretty inside. That was a good episode for the people who are true fans. They'll get it.
Thanks for listening to the 10-Minute Podcast. Please tell just one friend about the show or a whole bunch, and we'll keep this going, and we hope to keep it going.
If you're not a fan of this show, you would probably hate this episode.
Yeah, but you probably wouldn't be listening. So this
true.
It's an all-around love fest.
Yeah.
Because the only people listening love it.
Uncommon. Okay, so, but it doesn't look like the sea.
Yeah, it does. Your sweatshirt looks like the sea. And
no,
guess
it
what's
doesn't.
Awesome?
And
it says
a hoodie, not
says
a sweatshirt.
Denim Supply, Ralph
it's a,
Lauren.
Yeah, Ralph Lauren. You ever heard of Ralph Lauren?
A couple times.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
This was a purchase. I bought this in Dallas. Okay.
You know, it should stay in Dallas.
No, it shouldn't.
You got it off a rack somewhere. Nobody wanted it.
No, I didn't. I got it in the fucking Macy's or whatever. And I looked at it. And let me tell you something. As soon as I looked at it, I'll have you know, I was with Brent Morin and another comedian. And I went, oh, shit.
Well, I want the sky. I want somebody. No. They
but it looks
kind
of Zubaz, tie-dyed.
It's great. It's got a little bit of
I'm sort of media. I don't care about it either way.
Because you don't know how to dress.
No.
I'm wearing a hoodie and you're wearing a hoodie, Brian. Yeah. Mine's black. Yours is gray. His looks like something that Wavy Gravy would wear.
You know what I got? No, you know what I got maybe? Maybe I got a little bit of style, guys.
All right. Hey, maybe
I got a little bit of style. Maybe
that's what you see. That looks like a lava lamp, like the inside of a lava lamp.
No, it doesn't.
All right, everybody. Brian hates Chris's hoodie. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Here's the thing. Go to 10minutepodcast.com and hit the Amazon banner, but re-bookmark that because we got it going to new things. You'll buy whatever the fuck you want, and we'll get a little kickback, and there's the all that stuff, Gamefly. My name is Will Sasso.
My name is Brian the Kid Callen. I'm going to be in
Sacramento. Okay, hold on.
November 7th, 8th, 9th, and in Park City. But wise
Brian,
guys, November 29th and 30th.
Can I do
and I want to thank you guys for buying your tickets already.
Excuse me.
Ahead of time, the way you probably have in storming.
Excuse me.
Storming that website.
Hey, Brian.
Thank you so much for
buying. Brian's not even looking.
Brian. BrianCallen.com. BrianCallen.
It's B-R-
I-A-N. Thank you. Now hit there.
B-R-Y-A-N. Not. God damn it. BrianCallen.
I'm Chris D'Elia, and I'll be in Atlanta. So just go fucking. You do the math up there.
But let me ask you a question.
Really?
Let me ask you.
Oh, you want to ask me a question?
Yeah. Where have you been?
What do you mean?
Where have you been?
I've been fucking in L.A. I've been.
You've been
LA.
Here. Okay.
Okay, but I've been on the road too. I was in New York and Miami, but.
Why?
Don't say. Wait, what?
Don't say
Did you
that.
Say Miami?
No. No, I was in New York and Miami, yeah.
No. Don't say Miami or Miami.
No.
It's Miami.
Okay, well, just Miami. When's the last time you went to Miami? Yeah, have you been? You've never been.
It's been about a year.
You've never been? Oh, you've
it's
been?
It's been about. It's
and
actually been 2 years.
Been.
I've been there many times.
It's been 2 years.
Oh, okay. So then you know how it talks about you. Cubano, but.
Okay. No. You're not Cubano.
No, I know I'm not Cubano, but I'm just saying to show respect to be like Miami. You know?
Okay, you're not Fat Joe or fucking Pitbull.
I'm not either of them. I'm not anybody like that.
You don't have a really tight pair of pink slacks
and sunglasses at night
and sunglasses at night and a white sport coat.
Furthermore, he needs to know
talking
that
to the
Miami
mic.
Is my house.
All right. You guys are, can I explain something? You guys are kind of in on each other right away. You're digging in.
Well,
the last episode we had was on Thursday. Mm. Brian, you were not here. You were in a car accident, or you were driving by one.
Yeah.
Chris and I recorded without you.
Yeah.
You know, everyone heard you coming in via the phone, and you had some choice things to say for Chris. And now, you know, as far as peeling back the layers goes, hey, everybody, it's now a few minutes later. Brian's walked through the door. Mm-hmm. And you're very upset with Chris.
Well,
why?
Well, I'll tell you why. I thought we were friends.
You are friends.
We are friends.
Look at him.
You're one of my best friends.
Oh, we're friends?
Why are you looking at me?
Because I'd rather look at you right
now.
You're
doing that thing where you're looking at me.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I am? I'm simply confused.
Okay. Well,
that's
what's
all.
Going on?
Am I allowed to be confused?
Sure. Yeah, what are you confused about?
What I'm confused about is that for whatever reason, I don't get texts from Chris.
What are you talking about?
Apparently, I've been ignored, and I'm
going to
tell you what I think is going on. Do you mind
Why
if
aren't
I
you
give,
looking at him?
Do you mind if I give my theory about what I think is going
on? What is
if
that?
I'm allowed, am I allowed?
Yeah.
Can you relax, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Chris is one of those fair weather friends who's got a, now he's got a new friend. He's got a new friend.
Who's his new
and
friend?
And Brian gets kicked to the fucking curb. And I'll tell you something else. I've heard some things.
What have you heard?
I've heard some things that he's been hanging out
with
a new dude.
A new dude?
Yeah. How's your new dude, bro?
How's your new dude?
Okay, first of all, can I say this? Chris, before you go, can I just say, Brian, please look at Chris. You're not going to be able to get through to him. You're not going to be able to repair the friendship, which I don't even think is broken. Okay, please go to 10-Minute Podcast, or go to our Twitter at 10-Minute Pod, Facebook.com/10-Minute Pod to see a picture of Brian refusing to look at Chris.
Okay.
You're trying to connect to Chris.
Why would I look at him? I'm asking you a question. Don't look at him. I'm looking at you. You're not looking at him.
Will.
There it is. I looked.
No, you didn't. But yeah, Will, you didn't. You looked at the side. You looked at my coffee. Now, Will.
Yeah,
fine.
You can just tell Brian.
I know what you look like.
Okay,
I don't have to look at you.
All right, fine. You obviously know what I look like because I'm striking and you have that image in your head from last time.
No. You have a stupid sweatshirt on.
Okay, let me just... Can I just address this?
Who are you hanging out with?
All right.
Can I get an answer?
Yeah, man.
Wait, what is this? Who is this new dude that you seem
to be?
What are you talking about?
There's no new dude.
Okay.
Can I just say, first of all, I have no new friends right now.
You
don't? No.
I
haven't made a new friend in a while.
You don't? Did you go to the movies with? Because I heard some things. Weren't you at the movies with new dude? Weren't you at the movies with new dude? Your silence and hesitation is colossally interesting to me right now.
Well,
it's
stop.
Very interesting.
Right. Okay. Well, Brian, you're not really giving me chances to talk, okay?
Please do. It sounds like you're hesitating.
Brian, I've been busy. I've been working. I'm
hanging
doing a TV
out with
show.
New
no,
dude.
Can I finish?
Brian, not for nothing. You're sort of conversation strangler.
You're
right
strangling
now.
Conversation strangler Stevens.
Go ahead.
You're being Stevens.
All right. Look.
Whether your first name's Brian with an I or a Y, you're definitely your
it's
last name
is
Stevens.
Y. It's with an I.
Well, you're Brian
Fucking,
Stevens
it's a
right
y.
now. Stop so, being Brian Stevens.
Yeah, don't be Mr. Stevens. So look, man, I haven't had a new friend in a while, okay? And not by choice, not by anything other than I've just been really busy.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you've been hearing, okay? But furthermore, if I meet a new dude and I want to hang out with him, then whatever. Mm. Why is that bad?
Has he been to your house?
Brian, there isn't a guy.
Has he been to your house? Has he been to your pool?
No.
It's October.
Who? Who did you go to the movies with? It's a simple question. I don't care.
I don't
Tell
know,
me.
Man.
I don't give a shit.
Well, first of all, who'd you hear this from?
I have a lot of friends in the comedy world, bro. And I have a lot of friends in L.A.
Yeah, but
and
why
guess
are you,
what,
why
bro?
Are you...
They see you.
Yeah, but...
Okay? They see you.
Why are you trying to take ownership over Chris and how he spends his social time?
I mean, I hang out with Will sometimes.
I just think it's interesting that I've been obviously... kicked
okay.
to the fucking
okay.
Right,
what have I been
sty.
Ignoring you? Have I been ignoring you?
I've been booted into the dirt for something.
You said you weren't you said he wasn't responding to your texts?
He doesn't know. I don't text.
You text.
I don't get text.
Texas.
Texas.
Texas. Texas.
I don't get anything. I actually thought he was dead.
No, that's not true.
Well,
that's not true because
I did. I actually
you follow me on Vine to learn. And you know
that's super condescending. And Will, you better fucking come to my defense because I see what you're doing.
Okay, now
you're
what if
I did? It's kind of funny what he said, but Chris, well, people don't do that thing where people are like, "Hey, what are you doing right now?" It's like, "Well, didn't you see my tweet? Yeah. Didn't you see my Vine?
Yeah, don't do that.
I Instagrammed it.
Okay, but I mean, if I do all three, then obviously you know you caught one.
Yeah,
I,
but some people aren't on their phone, Chris. They're not going to see that.
I know, but maybe they heard from another guy or whatever.
Like someone said, "Oh, hey, look at Chris's Vine.
Yeah,
Chris is at the movie theater.
Yeah, maybe
he's watching Gravity with so and so."
Who'd you go to? Oh, so you know something. What's going on?
No,
so
I'm
you
just
know what's going on.
No, I think no, that was
so this is very interesting.
I think that was no.
You know what that is? That's called a fucking slip, bro.
Don't.
That's a slip, bro.
It's not. That's not actually a technical
term
for anything.
So
all
right. I'm being lied to.
All right, well, no, Brian.
And I'm glad.
If anything,
this.
Brian,
this is how friends are not supposed to be.
All right, look,
be.
Brian. Chris and I live near each other. You live all the way the fuck out near the ocean.
Not an excuse.
Detroit.
Not an excuse.
And sometimes, you know. Chris wants to go to a movie. He calls me. I'm not around. So someone wants to go to a movie.
Who is the new dude? Answer the question. Or I will find out and I'll beat the fucking shit out of that guy. And it's going to be really funny when I'm punting his head into the fucking curb.
That's pee-popping. Actually not funny at all. And you're pee-popping.
What have you done with the guy?
He sure hasn't done any podcasts
with
him.
Your silence is amazing.
He hasn't done any podcasts.
What do you mean, what have I done with him? Like, what things have we done hanging out-wise?
So you admit there's a guy. You admit there's a new friend.
I don't know what you're saying new. What's new?
Oh, your head. Oh, I don't know. I'm confused now.
What does it matter,
I'm
man?
I'm confused. Who's your new friend that you're ignoring me for? If you don't tell me, I'm going to flip the fuck out on
Calm
you.
Calm down, man.
I'll flip the fuck
out. Okay.
You want to fight?
Tim.
Ah, thank you. We have a name.
How do you know who Tim
is? What does Tim do? And what's he look like? He's tall. I know that. I got that description.
He's a writer. He's a tall writer.
Oh, he's a writer now.
Chris is doing a bunch of stuff. He's got
writer?
People he meets.
We're working on
it. Whoa, hold on. Who the fuck? Excuse me. I'm not talking to you.
All right. You've been talking to me half the time and not even looking at me.
But you're a liar. So now
all right.
I'm
thanks for listening to the 10-minute podcast. Please tell one friend, even if it's Tim, about the show, and we'll keep it going.
I'm going to call Tim.
What?
I'm going to call Tim.
Ooh. Happy All Hallows Eve and shit. That's a cool effect, dude.
Some podcasts are slow.
Remember when you'd go and you'd be trick-or-treating as a kid? I don't know if they had that in Canada or where the fuck you're from, Will. But
hey, man, of course they do.
And then you'd have that one house on the block that was just...
Yeah, it was annoying as shit. And I grew up in a middle-class neighborhood like you guys
like
did.
I feel like you're trying to show off your voice.
But it would do it, and it would never not do it. It would never not do it. And those people lived there. We were annoyed blocks away.
Yeah.
And those people lived there and fucking...
Okay, well now it's getting annoying.
Exactly, that's my whole point. That was bullshit.
Now it's getting annoying.
Hey, my whole thing is, hey, lady who has that, don't have that.
Don't have that?
Yeah.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome to 10-Minute Podcast. That's Halloween. Halloweeny stuff. My name is Will Sasso.
Welcome to my home. I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
Dracula version.
So it's Halloween, and you know, I thought we'd talk about Halloween because the people listening to this show are in their, some are in their teens, most are in their 20s and 30s, I would say, some in their 40s and beyond.
And would you believe I met a 140-year-old fan? 10-minute podcast.
An Asian woman who lives in a very, very high
rural
altitude.
Area of Japan.
Who just drinks like homebrewed beer and eats chocolate. And
150.
Because that's the only way that someone gets to 150. And she listens
to
the podcast.
Every single day. Every day.
She must be eating, taking in a lot of Shilajit.
A lot of shit.
Here's the thing, though. But what I wanted to say this. Yeah. The thing about people listening to the show is you're all pretty much adults listening to the show.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And I want to say...
Pretty much.
I want to say, if you're listening to the show and you're an adult, don't do Halloween.
No. Here, yeah. Okay.
Unless you have kids.
Now, can I go through my whole what I thought growing up? I think dressing up as a kid is very sweet and very nice and it's adorable and it's fun.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I think that when you turn 18, you come into your own, and whenever there's a Halloween party, there becomes those people that are like, "I like dressing up."
Yeah.
That person's an asshole.
That person is an asshole if you're going to a Halloween party.
Here's the deal. Then, because the only guy bigger, the bigger asshole in the asshole costume, because stupid costumes, costumes are fucking dumb no matter how. If you're 18, you got costume on, you dumb shit. Okay?
Yeah.
But the bigger asshole at the party is the guy just in a jean jacket.
If you're at a party, you go right
asshole.
Ahead.
You're an asshole.
You're an asshole.
I was invited to a
party. But, and not done, if you, then there becomes a point in your life where you're about 30. You're about 29.
Yeah.
You're about 27.
Yeah. You're about 33.
You're about 33.
You're about 26. You're about 34.
No matter what happens, you don't dress up. No matter what. No, no matter what. No matter what.
All right, man.
Can't
we get
be
it.
Fair. Do it.
That, I can deal with people who, like, want
put
to dress
on, or
up.
Or put on an eye patch and that's it.
Or just wear something funny and they all go and get high at a party or whatever.
No.
And fuck. But what I find very corny about Halloween is when adults try to be scary. Do you want some blood soup?
Oh my god! Yeah,
yeah. I get so mortified.
But you got that is in your neighborhood. Scary. The kids are trick or treating, and you got your kids, and everyone's running around. So
you
got you
could put on a hat and be like, "Rawr, kids!" And
well,
I make
so much money. I live in a very exclusive walking neighborhood.
You don't,
so obviously
you don't even have a gate.
You know, it's fine.
Actually, as a matter of fact, I would imagine people kind of truck in from the Inland Empire to go to your neighborhood to trick or treat.
They do.
So be careful.
They do. Yes, I won't be careful. I'm not afraid of people in a lower socioeconomic.
But anyway, you shouldn't be doing that. You just don't fucking be. You don't got kids, and you're just a guy, and you're 40.
Yeah,
don't dress.
But having said that,
don't dress.
I've seen some great costumes.
Don't matter. The greatest costume is the worst costume.
That's true. But when
that's
to
such a hater thing
when,
to say?
No,
it's true though.
I have an exception. I went to a Halloween party in L.A. Everybody was dressed in their cool, really hip outfits. Everybody was like, it was just all an exercise in vanity, and dude comes along with a curly wig and a naked suit. It was like a flesh-colored naked suit.
Right.
A big, floppy, real-looking dick.
Jeez,
and a bunch of hair. Yeah. And I go, who are you? And he goes, I'm fucking this guy, bro. And that's what he did. He just walked around.
Yeah.
And everybody wanted to get away from him. And he made a mockery of all these assholes. That
now,
was a good costume.
Well, now, let me tell you something. That fucking sucks. And let me tell you something. The only way I will accept that is if he does that any other day than Halloween.
That's pretty great.
Okay.
Well, look, my buddy Todd used to have a big party, and you could not show up not dressed up. You had to dress up.
I
would do like a weird costume sometimes.
I don't go.
I remember, actually, I was 25 years old, so am I allowed? No.
Wear a fucking eye patch.
Party in there,
wear an eye patch and bring a bow and arrow.
I had a black sort of spandexy outfit with studs and things and flashy rock and roll. I had a curly blonde wig and I had silver face paint, white face paint with silver and black 55
this
painted on my face. And only one guy got it all night. I was Sammy Hagar if I'd joined Kiss instead of Van Halen.
That's
way
fucking terrible.
No,
listen to me.
It was pretty cool.
These are the worst costumes.
But I was young and I was having
fun. These are the second worst costumes. Okay?
And I got hammered.
Let me tell you something. There's two worst costumes. These are the second worst costumes. When a girl or a guy, usually it's a girl because they like Halloween because they dress up most.
They get to
and they
be
get
all
creative.
Slutty.
No, but hold on one second. Yeah. The second worst is when a girl gets cute with it, is how I call it. Okay?
It's better for a girl to get slutty than cute?
Hold on a second.
Oh, sorry.
Second worst
is cute?
When you get cute with it and you do something like you wear a slip, like a dress, and you write Freud on it, and someone says, "Where are you?" "I'm a Freudian slip." Hey, that's the second worst bitch.
Unless she's
Hey,
man.
Hey,
unless she's a sexy girl, what's wrong with that?
If you're a sexy girl, wear a dress.
Yeah. No, I don't
mind
a slip.
Here's the worst.
What's the worst?
When a girl, it's her excuse to be slutty, and you know that, and you wear and you're sexy army girl, and you're sexy slutty nurse.
Because
here's the thing, whether it's Halloween or not, and you dress like that,
for sure,
you gonna give blowjob.
You gonna get boja?
You gonna give boja
for that.
Yeah. And when I push up on you, and I say, and you say, "What are you doing?"
Right.
And you're looking at me dressed as a sexy baseball player.
Right.
I'm gonna say, Where's my bojack, right, right. Slut?
No, this is what you
slut,
say.
Slut, can I 365 a year.
You can say that, or can I tell you what else you can say? You can go, this is my costume. She's going to go, what's your costume? You're going to say, I'm a verb. And she's going to say, what's a verb? What do you mean? And you're going to go, my verb is humping. I'm humping.
Yeah.
And you actually, get behind me.
You know, speaking of slutty chicks and what they wear when they're all slutty at Halloween, there's one woman in particular who I'm curious about what her outfit is going to be tonight.
And now it's time for Keeping It Real with Shauna.
Here we go. My name is Shauna. I'm keeping it real on the 10-minute podcast with Brian Chris and Will. Shit. Hey, y'all. What's up? Happy Halloween, y'all.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be a slutty piece of pizza.
Okay, what's that?
Yeah, I'm going to have a piece of pizza on my cunt.
Oh, and no.
Just pizza on my cut, my tits hanging out.
This concludes Keeping It Real with Shauna.
Hey, my name is Shauna, and I kept that shit real, so one love, motherfucker, because now you know the deal.
Chippity-dip-rip.
Don't do chippity-dip. That's what she does there.
That's not a good costume for her.
No. But actually, if you think about it, a very honest costume from Shauna, and I wish more girls would be that.
That's true.
Girls, please listen to the sound of my voice. You want to be fucking slutty and out there and sort of out-slut your girlfriends, but your girlfriend's like, you look pretty, but you're all up in this fucking slutty Halloween thing, being sluts, and as Chris has fucking told you, and as Brian would agree, we see right through it, you want to give boja.
Yeah.
All right, so if it's Halloween tonight, please just wear a fucking piece of pizza over your vagina.
Yeah.
All right?
He's right.
I think you're beautiful. I think there's nothing more beautiful than the female form. It gives me hard on.
Backtrack if you do it, you piece of shit.
Hey, man.
What do you mean?
If you fucking dress like a sexy ball player, you piece of shit.
No. But what if she wears a piece of pizza over her vagina? Dude.
Shit, piece of shit.
No.
Come on, Chris.
Don't talk like that.
I don't care. I don't care. And if you fucking say, I love the physical form, I love a beautiful woman.
I said
that. You're not a woman, though.
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
No, I'm not a piece of shit.
You dress as a sexy doctor. You're not woman, you piece of shit.
No, she just wants to be pretty and sexy.
What you want to be a sexy train conductor? You're not woman no more, you piece of shit.
Hey, calm the fuck down.
Hey, you gotta relax, bro. You're hating on Halloween. Sometimes it's just good harmless fun.
Harmless fun with pieces of shit.
No. Look, it's cool if you want to get all sexy and slutty for Halloween, but you definitely got to get boja.
Yeah.
You got to get boja.
And wear peace on you.
Let him get boja. Let him get boja.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. Happy Halloween, and thanks for listening.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Why did you start it?
Oh, sorry.
We haven't started yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Welcome to a very special 10-Minute Podcast. My name is Will Sasso. Brian Callen and Chris D'Elia are not here, and I'm being joined by my sweet, adorable, nice, cute little, sweet, tiny, nice Italian mother. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
How are you?
I am okay. I have no money with me, otherwise I will pay you for the nice compliment.
That's hilarious. You're going to fit in great. My parents are visiting... My parents are visiting me from Vancouver, and my dad decided not to do this with us, right? He went to sleep, right?
Yes.
It's a little bit late.
Yes, he preferred to go to bed.
He wouldn't be caught dead having anything to do with
this. No way.
He's a man of few words, right?
And he never smiled.
Well, okay. Well, he's not here to defend himself, you know.
Well.
And you've immigrated to Canada. You're originally from Napoli, right?
Napoli, Italia.
Yeah, Naples, Italy.
Yeah.
And you immigrated to Canada in 1966, right?
Right.
With my older brother and my older sister.
Yes.
We're just a toddler and a baby, right? Pasquale and Angela?
Angela was 19 months and Pasquale was 45 days old.
And then 10 years later, the mistake was born, right? Me?
It was a no mistake.
Okay. Well, that's...
God gave me a gift.
Okay. Well, don't say that because our audience, they're kind of, you know, they don't like sincerity on the show. They like
no.
us to... Do you know what the podcast is, what we do? Have you ever heard? You've never heard this, right?
The broadcasting.
No, it's podcast. I think you meant to say podcast, right?
Yeah.
Because
right.
you said broadcasting. Every time I go home to Vancouver and I tell my parents, oh, yeah, you know, we're doing this podcast, me, Brian, and Chris. She says the broadcasting. So, But that's okay. That, you know,
yeah.
I don't want my sweet Italian parents knowing what a podcast is. And if you're listening to the show, you know what we're all about. So I certainly don't want them hearing this.
Right. But you know what I mean when I say broadcasting.
I know what you mean. Now, Mom, another reason that you're here in LA visiting me is because we're celebrating, because you and Dad have been married for 50 years.
Yes.
You just celebrated your 50th wedding anniversary.
Yes. Yeah. And we were boyfriend and girlfriend 9 years.
Before that?
Before that.
Wow. So that's almost 60 years.
But everybody, I mean... I slept over my mama's house, yeah. And he slept over his mama's house.
Yeah.
The night before getting married,
yeah.
I went to the hairdresser. My mama said 9 o'clock here. I said, but tomorrow I'm gonna be Mrs. Sasso.
Yeah.
She said, tomorrow you are Mrs. Sasso. Today you are still my daughter.
Now this is something that, now what must that be like to be married to the same person, see the same person every single day over and over again for 50 years? That's something that doesn't happen nowadays, right?
No. Today it's like a pair of shoes, you know? Yeah. You don't like them, you throw them away, you buy another pair.
Right.
You don't do any sacrifice to keep the marriage together,
right,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Now, that's sort of the stuff that you see that portrayed about the city that I live in.
Yes.
Right? Like all these Hollywood people,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
And some of them, they only last married for 72 hours.
Who got married for just 72 hours?
Well... I don't want to mention this.
Okay, but right. So you're talking about some of that. You watch some of these tabloid shows, and okay. So who only got married for 72?
Kim Kardashian.
What? Really?
Yes.
Oh well, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not the thing. That's not the family that you come from, right? You have a lot of brothers and sisters.
Yes.
You have more brothers and sisters than the Kardashians.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
for sure.
And the Jenners put together.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, Mom, you and Babbo, and when I say Babbo, that's Italian for Dad. You grew up during World War II.
Yes.
Now this is something I want you to share with the audience. You know, we have a very young audience.
Yeah.
What? Just tell us what that's like to grow up during World War II. You always tell me you didn't have toys and stuff. You just had buttons to play with.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to make a joke. I mean, fun with everything we had around. You know, with a stone, with a. Getting all the people all around like a ball, playing a ball.
Yeah.
We used to play lots of games. We had a good time.
Yeah. Even though the Allied forces, the Americans, were dropping bombs on Italy, because at that point Mussolini was still aligned with Hitler, right?
Yes.
It was before
yes.
the Americans came in and kind of wiped the snot off of Italy's nose,
yes.
right?
Yes.
A political nightmare that Italy is, right?
Yes.
And they wanted to keep their bread buttered. They knew they wanted to keep that pasta trade going.
Yes.
Right? So they had to save the Italians. Right?
Yes, yes.
So did you like it when the Americans came in?
Oh, yeah.
And,
when the Americans...
bombed the shit out of Italy?
Yeah, but when America came in, they were really nice to us.
Yeah.
You know, they used to bring gums for young kids, candies.
Yeah.
You know, we saw that they were nice, and
so
it was okay.
So, Mom, you had 8 brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And you grew up, and you had each other.
Yes.
Right? And then years later, Dad decides to pick up and move to Canada.
Yes.
Of all places, in 1966. And he brings a few of my aunts and uncles, right?
Yeah.
And a few of my cousins, right?
Yeah.
So some of the parents and the kids. And he's the only one who really speaks English.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, what did you think when he said, let's move to Canada? What did you think Canada would be?
Well, I thought the Canada was going to be in like a forest full of bears.
You thought there was going to be bears?
Yeah.
Well, there are bears and trees, yeah.
Well, I thought, you know, we go there, the bears are going to eat us. But then I said, it's okay, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to die.
No. So when you move to Canada, you know nothing about it.
Yeah.
Right? This is a different time. People have to remember. It's not like you go on the internet and Google Canada. You don't know anything about it.
1966.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Now, Dad was kind of a world traveler, but he's off at work, so you don't know a lot of things about the place that you're now living in.
Yes. Yes.
For instance, one of the stories that I like is the Sasso family's first Halloween.
Yes. Yes.
So it's you just got to Canada.
Yeah.
Right? And what happened on the first Halloween that you witnessed?
Well, I was alone with 2 kids.
Right.
And the doorbell rang.
Right.
I went to open the door and I find 2 or 3 kids with dress up as I didn't know then was Halloween.
Right.
Now Halloween they celebrate in Italy too, but that time
back then they didn't do it.
Right. And they came with a pillowcase.
Right.
And they, you know, cha 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 cha.
What's cha cha cha?
I didn't know because I didn't know any English.
This is the cutest thing of all time.
Yeah.
Right. So cha 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 means probably trick or treat is what you were hearing, right?
Well, I'm saying, you know, all the right. words that I heard.
Right. Cha cha cha.
They opened the pillowcase and I put my hand in and I took the candy.
You took their candy on Halloween.
Because I thought that they were giving me a candy, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So then I kept the door shut. I didn't
open the door the rest of the night.
But then Daddy came and I said, you know, some kids came at the door and they all dressed up, you know, and they were saying cha 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 pa cha. I took a candy from them. And Daddy said, no, that is Halloween. You were supposed to give them a candy.
Well, he should have left you with a few Snickers bars if he knew that was the case, right, Ma?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yes,
oh, well. Yeah. Now, Mom, when I was born, how much did I weigh?
You weighed 10 pounds, 8 ounces.
Okay. And how long was I? How tall was
24
I?
24 inches.
Right.
2 feet. 2 feet.
And you were like 5 feet when I was born. So I just want to take the time now to apologize for that. I love you, Mom. I'm sorry about that.
Why you apologize?
Anyway, Dr. Kaysen, our family doctor, he said that when he delivered me, he had to dislocate my shoulder to get me out. Is that true?
Yes.
He ripped out my infant shoulder to get me out.
He folded your shoulder because you were too wide.
Okay, so this was an ordeal.
Yes.
All right, so it was an ordeal. So I apologize. Mom, I love you very much. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
I love you too.
This is a rare treat.
Yes.
And, you know, we have a lot of different people listen to the show, but we also have a lot of young people, even some your grandchildren's age who are on the Facebook, like you say, or they're texting on the iPhone. What would you say to young people listening after your life experience? What would you pass on to them and say is important?
Just be happy. Life is beautiful. Remember, there is always somebody that is less fortunate than you. Love each other. That is such a love is a wonderful thing.
Even if it lasts for only 72 hours?
No, no, that is not love. That is business.
Okay, Mom, you're going to have to come back next time you visit. We'll have to do another one of these.